Welcome, everybody. This is a milestone for this podcast. This is the 10th episode. We're into double digits now. And today, I'm just by myself in my bedroom wearing my Brazil soccer pant pajamas. They're blue and yellow. And I've got my guitar strapped on. I've got a slide on my ring finger. I wonder how many podcasts are done with the podcaster wearing a slide on his finger. I feel like that's unique. Anyways, we're just going to roll here today and see what shakes. Nothing totally specific to talk about except for these weird dreams I've been having. I don't know about you guys. How are your dream levels lately? I'm not a big proponent, really, of like, oh, these dreams are super, super meaningful and there's like deep connection to past lives. Like, I'm really not into hocus pocus and voodoo by any stretch. A lot of the time, you know, I don't even remember my dreams. I have dreamless, you know, sort of sleep, which is great for getting rest. But the past couple nights, I've been remembering my dreams because I've woken up and gone back to bed, which doesn't really happen to me too often. But it's interesting. The first one, as you know, maybe you know, but I recently ceased eating animals of any kind or generally animal products. I've had a little bit of cheese here and there and like a pasta or something like that, but it's not something that I really crave or want anymore. Just through general understanding that's come to light over the past years of my life, this journey that I've kind of been on. No judgment on you by any stretch. It's just kind of where I'm at. I've been reading this book, A Plea for the Animals. A Plea for the Animals. It's an incredible book. It's totally changed my life and kind of given me the perspective that I've been, you know, searching for naively. And anyways, so that's been a major change in my life. Been feeling great from eating healthy food, and honestly, I enjoy food way more. I enjoy cooking way more. Anyways, I digress. So this dream, right, it's really kind of spooky. It was kind of like I was forced to walk into a butcher shop for lunch with a couple friends of mine that will not be named here for sake of their privacy. No, I'm just kidding, whatever. But yeah, so people that I know were in this dream with me. We were like forced to walk into this butcher shop. A clean butcher shop, looked totally fine, but the only thing for lunch was meat. And we had to carve up our giant ham sandwiches, like really thick cuts of like, you know, that classic, you know, almost like a spiral ham kind of thing. And then I just remember being like, okay, now eat your sandwich. Some like dark voice was telling us, like, eat your sandwich now that you made for lunch. And I'm just sitting there with my friends. We're sitting at the stainless steel table and I'm mowing down this ham sandwich that just, you know, is no pleasure in it. It tastes like eating death or whatever, like this thick sort of, you know, putty like death meat. And I look up and right in front of me is probably like a 4 foot, 5 foot statue of this pig. This like deep, like sort of candy apple red. Is candy apple red bright red? It's a deep red statue of this like plastic pig, and the pig's face has like all these like cuts and like chunks taken out of it, and it's you can see that it's winking, and then it's also holding up a peace sign. And that was that's where the dream ended. I woke up, I kind of got startled, and I was like, oh, that was creepy. So maybe that's a nightmare, maybe that's not a dream, I don't know. Hopefully you're doing okay. I'm okay, I swear. Anyways, that was a dream I had 2 nights ago. Okay, so leading into the next one, some of my friends know, like, I'm a huge Stephen King fan, so this is kind of an appropriate lead-in, considering the nightmare I had, I guess. Huge, huge Stephen King fan. His book on writing, it's a memoir on the craft of writing, completely changed my life and how I go about approaching the craft of writing music and just writing in general and just being a creative person. Anyways, that book really, really changed my life. I love it so much. I gave it away to a friend. All the books that are really meaningful, I always give them away because, you know, it's like, if it's profound, like other people need to read it. Anyways, so in this dream, I was driving to a wedding in Maine. It must have been Maine, because what happened was I pulled up and I was late to the wedding, and we saw some people that I knew and et cetera, et cetera. It's like general, I don't know any of the people in the dream, you know what I mean? But you know them kind of thing. I'm like, hey guys, where should I park? And they're like, oh yeah, man, there's no parking. And then someone was like, hey, well, Stephen King's over there, so maybe ask him. I was like, what? Stephen King's here at the wedding? They're like, no, he just lives right there. Strangely enough, obviously Stephen King's pretty successful. He was living in this like shack of a house, like this little crappy cabin, you know, on the property of the wedding, like kind of off, just off the property of the wedding. And, but he has like a really nice BMW, a black BMW parked, you know, in front of this cabin that's sectioned off with this like motorized gate. So he's behind the gate standing by his car, like getting out of his car, which is next to his, you know, shabby cabin that's like super run down, dilapidated. And I was like, this is probably how it would happen in real life. And his reaction is probably how it would happen in real life. I roll down my window, you know, with the motorized thing. It comes down, zzz, and I go, hey, SK, you mind if I park over there, dude? And he was like, yeah, you can park next to me. And he opened up the gate, and he walked into his house, his cabin. I was like, sick, I can't believe Stephen King's here, and he's letting me use this extra parking spot behind this motorized gate. This is fantastic. Thank you, SK. So he was gone from the dream at that point, but I was like, okay, I'm going to park my car. And then what happened next was, I was like, holy shit, I have all my merch with me. I have all the merch. I'm going to give Stephen King a vinyl. I'm giving Stephen King a vinyl record of Fire in the Field. This is a dream come true. Dude has completely inspired me, you know. And of course, what happens in the dream is I go to the vinyl, the merch bag or whatever, the cardboard box that has like 25 vinyl records in it. And I'm like, yes, this is it. I get, this is my moment to give my work to one of my absolute heroes. And the first one, there's nothing inside the vinyl. I was like, no. And then the next one, it's a it's like a 7-inch vinyl of like some other artist. I was like, what? What? How? When? Who put that in there? And then the next one is another vinyl, but it's like not, it's not the Resurrect vinyl. It's something else. And so it just kind of keeps going on. It's like unraveling, right? I'm looking through all of the vinyls. They're all different. None of them are the new Resurrect album, which I feel is our best foot forward, our, you know, our best work, our most realized sort of vision. And I found like CDs of like, you know, some older stuff. And I was like, no, I can't give him that. I can't give him that. So I couldn't find the vinyl to give Stephen King in this dream. And I was so sad about it. And then that's where that dream ended. So anyways, that was hilarious. I hope you found that to be interesting and that I'm not just wasting your time while you're at work or, you know, doing whatever you're doing. Dreams are interesting. So yeah, I think if I was going to judge myself or make an assessment over the past two nights of remembering my dreams, I feel like part of it is due to just like a general like stress about the future and wondering, you know, what am I freaking doing with my life, and how am I going to make this all work, whatever it is that I'm trying to figure it out. It's just like a general sort of what's going to happen in the coming months. A lot's going to happen. I've been planning a lot with Jared Graham, drummer of Fire in the Field, collaborator of Fire in the Field. We've got plans. We've got things in motion. And we're going to talk about that on the next episode. But if you haven't heard the new record, please go to fireinthefieldmusic.com. And you can find us on all streaming platforms right from there. You can shoot me an email, mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com. I'm always around. If you have a topic you'd like to have discussed on the episode, shoot me an email, mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com. If you have a turntable and you like vinyl records, we have vinyl and I can ship one to you. It's $25 in the U.S., including shipping. So you can just, you know, international shipping can be done totally 100%. It's obviously a little more expensive, I've sent vinyls out to the Netherlands. So it can be done. It's been done. So yeah, shoot me an email, mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com, or head to our website, fireinthefieldmusic.com, where you'll be able to see our new music video for Egyptian Jukebox, a track off the new record that Jared Graham did an incredible job editing. And we're going to talk about that in the next episode. So I hope you enjoyed the talking portion of today's episode. And yeah, the next thing I'm going to do, I'm going to just play some guitar for you. Take us out. I'm going to play some guitar. I don't really know what's going to happen. I was thinking about maybe singing a song called Delirious Roses. That's one of my solo releases. And there's more solo stuff coming. That's maybe another episode down the line. But let's do that. I'm going to play a little bit. And I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Feel free to reach out anytime. And this is going to be me playing guitar. And then it will be the end. So stick around if you want to hear some guitar playing. If not, I'll see you later. Peace, love, and fire. Delirious roses in a garden out by myself. They sway to my beat and they moan for water, even though they've only just fell. Night, the roses stay warm. Soot color, clay pots old and strong. Yes, the garden is young, the barn needs building, and the rattlesnake runs. Thank you.
Yeah.